You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
You know, Don said it the other day. People that work on the show, they go on to bigger and better things.
It's true.
They just do. We sell books. We make stars. That's what we do here.
Really, right, speaks to how talentless I am that I'm still here.
Yeah, you've had a long run. I'm sorry.
It is disappointing when you think about it in that sense.
Yeah. And here's a guy that could tell you how you're failing.
Yes.
That's Ryan Rucco. He called the games yesterday on ESPN.
Oh, more than that, the whole tournament. You kidding me?
That's right. And here he is joining us now. He used to be on the show way back when.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Would you say that Peter's an abject failure because he's been here like 6-7 years?
You give it to me raw.
Absolutely not. Peter has more jobs than all of us combined, which is saying a lot considering how much,
a lot of jobs here,
work we all have. Yeah, I mean, Peter is, he, and Peter's also, think about it, Peter's not only in the pro sports world, he's also in the wrestling world.
Yeah.
He's in the music world. Nobody hits more genres and, than Peter.
Yeah, why can't we spin it a positive? Most of,
that's,
and Ryan could be included, definitely Michelle Beadle, they could have done all the things that they went on to do and still did this show. You're actually saying, I can handle it. I can do all the big time stuff.
I'm more
and
brave.
Still stay on the show.
So
you're
not
braver than these.
That's
people.
Not that I'm a talentless hack. It's that I'm brave.
Yes.
Well, Ryan, I appreciate your sweet words. Ryan will always just respect me for what I do because I've interviewed his hero, Eminem.
That's right.
Ryan, I did think about you, though, and I turned on the game on Saturday. I was at my parents' house in Maryland, and I turned on the game and, of course, heard your voice. And you guys all did a great job. We had Andrea Carter on yesterday. She's been great as well. At Shanae, everyone's been wonderful in the coverage. But I thought, what a cool moment this is. For Ryan, let's not talk about the growth of the game right now. Let's just be completely selfish. When did it cross your mind that, like, this is actually a pretty cool career thing for you, that you're in this position as the game is having this explosion?
You know, you mean like more generally in recent years when it hit me?
No, I mean this, like, over the last year. I mean, kind of the Caitlin Clark of it all.
Yeah, I think, you know what's interesting? When I was first starting doing WNBA games, I was doing the championship, right? I was doing the finals, and it was 2013, was my first year doing it. And I, at that time, as I've talked about in the past, I didn't fully appreciate how awesome the WNBA was. I quickly learned, but when I got the gig, and I didn't yet fully know that, Woody Fryman, who, as Michael well knows, and you guys know Woody, you know, Woody was an incredible executive with us at Yes for so many years, he said to me, hey, don't underestimate getting to call a championship. And that was one of the first things anybody told me when I was starting at the WNBA. And I quickly realized what he meant. And it's been unbelievable to get to call those moments and then see the growth of the sport. And so I've had this appreciation for getting to help tell the stories of these women at this moment in time, as the sport has steadily been increasing its viewership and attention and coverage. And then this moment, Peter, to your point, more acutely now, yeah, I absolutely, when I looked at the bracket, I was like, oh my gosh, if we get Iowa LSU, I'm going to get to call that game. That's going to be, you know, a cultural event in our country. And as we saw last night, and as I could tell just leading up to the game from all the text messages I was getting, it was, and then delivered. So, yeah, man, I mean, like, you know, Don, you do play-by-play. Michael, you do play-by-play, obviously. We all know. Those games, there's this addictive energy when you call a huge game. And to get to do it in this moment when the sport is booming, like, yeah, I have been over the moon with the opportunity to get to do it.
we spoke about this yesterday, so we can ask you directly. So it was about this time we were talking about the games coming up. And then I just mentioned, I said, there might be, we haven't seen the ratings yet. Maybe you have. There might be 10 million viewers for this. I said, is Ryan nervous right now? So were you nervous last night?
No, I wasn't nervous. I think the only time I really get nervous is if it's the first time I'm doing something. Like a couple years ago, I did boxing for the first time. My first night of fights. The first few minutes of the first fight, I was a little nervous just because it was so unfamiliar. But I feel like if you prepared, once you get into the broadcast, you just settle down. And last night, I felt very, very present. And so, to me, when you're in that zone, then you don't really think about or feel anything else other than just what's happening in the broadcast at that moment. I think the only time, in addition to when you're doing something the first time, they can feel a little nerves is like that first moment coming on the air, just because you're trying not to flub any syllable, where otherwise in the middle of action, it doesn't really stand out, right? But if you're coming on the air and you happen to misspeak slightly, it stands out a little bit more. But last night I didn't feel that. Last night I was just excited. And I think part of it was, like, guys, getting it to the arena at 5, the gates opened at 5:30 for what was like a 7:18 tip. At 5:30, people were running down to the bottom of the sections in the lower bowl to go watch warm-ups. The place was completely full an hour before tip. And so I think I was just more so, you know, lost in the excitement of it all. And so I wasn't really feeling nervous.
Now, bring the talk show host out in you. This gets thrown out, and I wonder if it's fair. And even if it's fair, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Does Clark have to win it all here to kind of bring it all together this type of a season? Or would it feel empty if she didn't win the championship?
I don't think it would. I think what she's done has been so remarkable, and the way she has, you know, lit the sports world on fire, not even, you know, college basketball, not even women's basketball, but the entire world of sports. We know she's one of the handful of biggest stars in all of sports right now. And I joked about it the other day. It was unbelievable seeing in the lobby the line of people who wanted to take pictures just with her parents. Not her and her parents, just her parents. That's how big of a star she's become. But I think, you know, being the all-time Division I scoring leader, right? Getting to the championship game last year and beating undefeated South Carolina. This year, beating LSU and getting back to the Final Four. I think it is, it does elevate to an even grander level of mythos if she can, you know, finish us off with a championship. But if she doesn't, I don't think it's going to really change any of the way that we look back at this run she's had.
Now, Kim Mulkey, the head coach of LSU, has been criticized in some circles, Ryan, about the way they defended Caitlin Clark. Is that a legitimate criticism?
Yeah, it is. I think it is. I mean, look, Caitlin was on one last night, and, you know, you can try and defend her any which way you want, and she's so good that it just may not matter. But I think it is a legitimate criticism to wonder why Flauge Johnson did not get more of a crack at Caitlin as LSU's best perimeter defender. LSU wanted to take away all the others, and one of the things they talked about and their players continued to talk about as well that they had been told by the coaching staff is, look, Caitlin scores 30 in wins, Caitlin scores 30 in losses. What we need to negate is her getting everybody else going. But the problem is, when you don't have someone on her who's making it difficult at all for her, she is going to get the others going because she's going to be able to break them down off the dribble real easily. And there were times last night where there was odd defensive breakdowns where you had Haley Van Lith going under a screen when the big is in drop coverage. So Caitlin's just left alone at the three-point line. And that happened multiple times. And so I know Kim went to last year POA pretty early for Haley Van Lith. And last year POA actually defended Caitlin fairly well last year in the national championship game. But if I was LSU, I would have had Flauge Johnson on Caitlin some just to try and make her life a little more difficult, even though they were more concerned with everybody else going off rather than Caitlin.
I was going to ask, like, there's so much stuff around Caitlin Clark. And I was doing my Over the Top podcast with Beatle yesterday, and we were discussing this. Does it feel like at times, Ryan, we're going a little bit like Lenny from Of Mice and Men? You know, the Tommy boy. I love it. I love my pet. I said, I kill it. Like, are we... I worry sometimes we're killing Caitlin Clark. Like, we are going to squeeze her to death with the level of pressure. Yeah, but she could play in the NBA. She could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one.
How many points would she score in the NBA?
Does that ever worry you, or does she just have the sort of makeup that it's going to be fine regardless?
You know, Peter, I love the question and your line of thinking, because I've worried about this. And I actually told them this the other day when we had our meeting with her and Gabby Marshall and Kate Martin. I said, you know, I'm thinking about you. I'm like, oh, my gosh, how are you not just feeling the weight of the world as you're going through this with this unprecedented level of attention and expectation? And then I asked Caitlin, I said, you know, what are you most proud about from this season? And this is something I did bring up on the broadcast last night, but she said, you know, I'm most proud of the fact that I've been able to play with joy even as I felt the weight of the world on my shoulders. And as we've talked to her over the last couple of days, she has mentioned multiple times that she has felt the weight of the world on her shoulders. But she also talks about how she does not get nervous. And the way she best deals with that pressure is by being out on the floor. And she's talked about, look, these games are the most fun games of the year. And that's really where her attention goes. Even last night, she was saying, like, it was so hard for her sitting around all day waiting for the game because she just wants to play. So, Peter, to your point, like, I have continued to wonder, like, she's still just a 22-year-old young woman. Is there going to be a moment where she's just like, okay, like, you know, I don't know if it's cracks, but just doesn't live up to the hype? And what amazes me is even as she's had these unparalleled expectations, she seemingly delivers every time. Think about her record-breaking game this year when she passed Kelsey Plum's
insane
NCAA record. She scores 49, and she breaks the record on a logo three. Yeah. Last night, this is the most anticipated game maybe in the history of women's college basketball. And she drops 41 with 12 assists and comes out of the gates and hits a 28-foot three on the first possession. You know, I mean, she just has a sick ability to just dive into the performance and let that carry her through whatever pressure she's feeling.
Yeah, she gives a lot of Steph Curry in that way, in a lot of ways, frankly.
Yeah.
One more thing to follow up on with that. I know that Angel Reese is not the kind of player that Caitlin is, right? She is not as flashy. Obviously, she's great on the boards. She's a defensive player and can score points, but she also has a big brand of her own, a lot of personality, and can charismatic. Like, let's not forget how long the NBA was around. And it was a thing. Don't get me wrong. It was a thing, right? The Celtics of the 60s and early 70s, it was a thing. But it didn't remotely resemble what the NBA was after Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. Is there a feeling inside women's basketball that Caitlin and Angel Reese, if they were to go to the right teams in this league, could sort of represent players and rivals like that?
You know, I think that there is a feeling of that, because one of the things that the WNBA and Kathy Engelbert, who's done a wonderful job as commissioner, has talked about this is, you know, trying to create rivalries and rivals, because that is often what takes an audience to a next level. Last night is a great example of that, right, with Iowa and LSU. Obviously, Yankees-Red Sox is an example that hits close to home for us. And so the WNBA trying to find that. And I do think it's possible with Caitlin and with Angel. Now, they are, right, they're different kinds of players, right? It's not a guard on a guard. It's not a big on a big. But depending on where they go, I mean, Caitlin's obviously going to go to Indiana. But let's say Angel goes to Minnesota, right? And Indiana and Minnesota are meeting in the playoffs. I think it's going to be a really big deal. And then forevermore, we'll continue to follow it up and watch it, especially if they're both having impactful WNBA careers. You know, I kind of have felt like Breanna Stewart and Asia Wilson have had a little bit of that Bird Magic feel in the W, with just being the clear top two players in the league and meeting in the playoffs year after year now. But they didn't have the whole, you know, storyline sweeping into the pros from college the way that Caitlin and Angel do. And what we've seen metrically, guys, is, I mean, Caitlin, what she does to ratings is just astonishing. We don't, Michael, have the ratings yet from last night, but we do have the Sweet 16 game on ABC against Colorado, and it did 6.9 million viewers. It was higher than any men's game on Saturday. And, you know, that's the Caitlin Clark effect, which we're going to see what it carries over to the W. But, Peter, I think there's a real chance that storyline could extend into the pros and could be great for the league and the sport. And what's cool, and I've spent a lot of time talking with Caitlin and Angel over the last few days, what's really cool is both of their awareness of their role in this moment in women's basketball and growing the game, and then also their appreciation for everybody who came before them to create the fertile ground for the sport to pop right now with them.
Is Caitlin Clark going to entertain the Big Three offer?
I don't know. She hasn't said anything about it other than, you know, my agents deal with that. I don't think so, guys. I mean, I certainly don't think she would if it was in conflict with, you know, her WNBA season. All of her sponsors are coming with her. She's only gaining more. Money is not going to be a problem for her. We also are likely to see a significant growth in the WNBA salary cap in a couple of years after their new media rights deal, which Caitlin is going to make that number grow quite a bit, just the fact that she's going to be in the league. And her dream is to be a WNBA player. She grew up loving Maya Moore. You know, I don't see that happening. That's just me opining. I think the other part of it that makes me think happen is, you know, she could have gotten quite a bit of money to stay in Iowa, I think, too, you know, but knew this was the, you know, next chapter that she wanted for her career. So I don't see it happening, Michael. I don't know anything, but I don't see that happening.
As you're doing the games yesterday, are you checking the Yankee score?
I wasn't checking the Yankee score yesterday. I did watch a little bit when I got back to my room, and I watched and was all over the games against the Astros. I listened a little bit too, because I was driving to and from Albany at different moments. But man, they were good, huh? Like, just the grit to win those games the way they did in Houston to start the year. Couldn't have had a better start to the season.
Yeah, it's been fun. Well, the Final Four, it starts Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday, 7-7 Eastern on ESPN.
Now, UConn have a chance to beat Iowa?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. They have a serious chance. I mean, Paige Beckers is unbelievable, and you know, you could absolutely watch Paige and say she's the best all-around player in the country. I think because what Caitlin has done, it's hard to use that phrase because Caitlin's just, you know, so continually lived up to the hype of her excellence. But Paige is incredible. UConn has some other pesky defensive guards. Nika Mule, K.K. Arnold, and then they have a great big in Aaliyah Edwards. They're thin, so if they get in foul trouble because of all their injuries, they can struggle. But yeah, they definitely they have a good chance against Iowa on Saturday night.
Well, all of us here at the show, we're very proud of you, Ryan. You've done us proud.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. You know, I got TMKF in my blood always.
Be good, rest
like
your voice,
blood.
We'll hear on Friday.
All right, guys. Care, you guys are the best.
Take care, Ryan. Have a good call this weekend.
All right, thank you.
Ryan Rucco.
What a guy. Great father.
A mensch.
Now.
A mensch, if you will.
Now, we were talking about this in our pre-show meeting. And let's bring it onto the air.
Okay.
So, sometimes we are the prisoners of now. You're the moment. The thing. And you know, there's talk radio listeners, sports talk radio listeners. You know, the demo that is valued by advertisers is men 25 to 54. And we're all talking. We're interested because I think all three of us love to see greatness. And man, woman, whatever, Caitlin Clark is great at what she does. Angel Reese is great at what she does. Paige Beckers is great at what she does. So I have a legitimate interest in these games because, as I said earlier, I believe that women's college basketball is closer to the basketball that I grew up loving. They pass the ball. It's not all about three-pointers. Three-pointer is prevalent, but it's not like the NBA, which is everything is a three. But do we think, guys and gals, that our listening audience is really interested to a level to engage in conversation about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese? What do you guys think?
It's interesting because what is a sports talk radio listener in New York? Michael, if a diehard Met fan or Yankee fan or Ranger fan or Islander fan, you were probably watching those games last night because you love your teams. But there might have been a lot of people that are sports fans that didn't have a dog in the fight or just thought, this is really exciting, I'm going to go watch it.
Or Mets fans were just like, I'm good.
But I don't know how you quantify it because we take the phone calls and what do we hear? Passionate fans about their teams. Right? Everything is generated by their favorite team. Yankee fans talking about their team. Met fans, Ranger fans, Giant fans, Jet fans. You know, when we get into the general sports conversation, how much does it change? Because I don't know if anybody is an LSU fan or a UConn fan or an Iowa fan. Like, probably not here in New York, right? So they're watching because they just want to see, like you said, greatness, something exciting. There's a buzz about it. I want to check this out kind of thing. But I do feel like a lot of our audience is driven by the teams that they root for. And do you have a dog in the fight here, or are you just kind of watching the spectacle that is Caitlin Clark?
Listen, you guys know I'm much more this than either of you, certainly than Don. Michael, I think you're probably a little closer to me. I love the big moments. Like, I really enjoy when in a sport there's just a huge thing happening. I mean, I've never been an F1 guy, but if there's the right F1 storyline, which it sounds like this upcoming season maybe there will be, if there's the right storyline that draws me in, that could get me. You know, boxing, the Olympics, it all can get me if the storyline's good enough. And the Caitlin Clark, there's two storylines working here, and now with the UConn part three, but you have the Caitlin Clark storyline alone of, are we watching the greatest who's ever done it? Then you have the Caitlin Angel year-long sort of story that's been going on, which was interesting.
Right.
Now, Michael, you'll get the UConn, who people are kind of forgetting about, as almost like dogs now up against Iowa. So I think there's all these things that make it compelling. I would have been, if I had not been so entrenched in the WWE situation with it being the week of WrestleMania, I would have absolutely been dialed in last night, but I was at Barclays Center. I spoke to Andrew Gundling, who volunteered to me randomly, that him and all of his friends were texting about the Iowa-LSU game. And he said it was the first time he recalls, like, his entire friend group all talking about a women's basketball game. So I do think that there are people out there, if we were to take calls, who would say it was the first time that they ever made appointment viewing for a women's basketball game, particularly one that had nothing to do with the school they went to.
Well, you can run it up the poll if you want to see.
We can do that, and we can take your phone calls. Yeah. If you really want to engage, we're here to engage. That's why we wanted to talk to Ryan. So we find it interesting because it's obviously a big national story, but at our core, we're a New York show. We talk about New York things. So as Don said, do you have a dog in the fight? So it's just an interesting thought engagement, whether or not you're into it or not. 1-800-919-3776. Peter, a lot on your plate. I don't want you to get overwhelmed.
I know.
You did get overwhelmed. What would you do?
Well, this message is brought to you by BetterHelp, and the social battery is a thing, man. I went out to Raw last night at Barclays Center. It was like a warm-up for what's going to be my whole week in Philadelphia, which is like running into all kinds of people from different sort of parts of my life, and it's a lot of fun, and it's also really overwhelming, and you need to have your battery charged. And the question is, how do we as people recharge? You know, do you get that time to yourself? Are you able to do the things that you need to feel good and confident when you're entering into those situations? For me, therapy is a major, major help, and always has been. So if you're looking to upgrade your coping skills, setting boundaries, empowerment, just recharging your battery, and you're considering therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. It's designed to be convenient, which it really is. It's flexible. It's suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Mets manager Carlos Mendoza saying that they feel a window is there to play from 7 to 9. So they will not call the game.
Hey.
They're going to attempt to get the game in from 7 to 9.
Because it's not going to be any better tomorrow, apparently, either. And this is the only time Detroit's in town to play the Mets anyway. What?
I'm a hack.
What happened
now? No, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt your conversation, but
why
Anthony
not?
Told
do.
Me
That's
something.
Kind of your thing.
All right. Then I have to do something because I messed up. Do you want to finish your thought?
Yeah, no, it wasn't much of a thought. Anyway.
All right, good. You know what, guys? We missed something called Drop Madness.
Oh,
it was supposed to be
your heavenly father.
No.
Are you kidding me? We were having so much fun.
Now in the hour of our death, amen.
And we were having such a good little chat. Let's get into Drop Madness because the voting is open.
Dear
TMKS
God.
ESPN.
I'm disgusted with myself.
No, all of
I'm
us.
I'm not even mad at you guys. I'm disgusted at myself.
No, all of us should be sick with what just happened. I'll take the blame for it. Let's start. The matchups today, oh my, this is what you write home about.
Mm-mm-mm.
In the flub region, the one seed. It's coming.
Johnny Damon was a mangy mess with the Red Sox.
Mangy?
A mangy, mangy, whatever it is.
I still can't get over he said mangy. I can't get over. Earlier today, Dipperstein made a joke to one of the dogs. He's, oh, you mangy mutt. I thought to myself, Michael never heard that phrase before. It's a strange fellow. That one seed is up against a huge upstart 12 seed.
He has weapons, LeGourde.
Oh. I got to tell you, Michael might get lucky there. He might get lucky with that matchup and lose.
Wait, lucky and lose, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mangy mess might be out to LeGourde. We'll see. We go to the funny region, a big Don versus Don, the one seed.
You soiled yourself. Chocolate soft serve in your pants.
Up against Don, the four seed.
Cut his fat ass!
I mean, Michael,
you know what?
On.
That's Iowa and
that's Iowa LSU. It should be the final, is what it... Ryan Rucco's on the call. This is a big game, but someone has to go home, unfortunately. You know the yelling's probably going to win, though.
I'll tell you what, it's only 48 votes. It's 50-50.
Well, it's okay, very early.
That's going to go right down.
I would love
that's
that
24-24, Don.
Yeah, that's right. I would love that. We go to the troubling region. More Don versus Don, essentially the one seed. Football Mondays on 98.7.
Box.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN.
Bullshit.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN are brought to you by Sloman's. Up against the four seed.
Where I'm on meth and my mom's a prostitute.
Michael, should we take the rest of the day? Why do we do what we do? What's the point of the show? Why do we bother doing this? You know what I'm saying?
It's true. It's all Don.
We go to the nether region. You want to talk about a matchup?
Oh, wow.
The one seed.
You know what?
Up against the four seed.
Oh, my God.
The controversial four seed.
Now, Griff should win. But again,
the pervs.
The pervs.
The perv factor.
Now, what was she saying, oh, my God, about?
They were going on, they were taking a trip, and they were booking the flight. And they were going to book the flight for like the next day. And I said to Peter, have her look on the weather.com. The weather's going to be awful tomorrow.
Right.
You should not
fly tomorrow. It was the honeymoon.
You should, and then you said, honey, look at the weather for tomorrow. And then that was her reaction to seeing that it was like 100% rain.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't what you think, perv people. But you know what?
You know what? Think what you think.
Think with in your mind's eye, Susan.
So Griffin has a huge day. He's got weapons, Lagorde, and you know what? Up against each other. So this is a day to vote. It's an important day in this nation. Oh, wow. We hope you'll go to TMKS ESPN on Twitter and vote. All right.
Do you realize, Peter, that in the 16 drops remaining in the field, Don is in 9 of them.
You're doing the research.
Yeah.
Doing the work.
Yep.
Wow. 9. Hey, Michael.
We finally found something, honestly, that I'm good at.
Yeah, but you know what's going to stink? You're going to feel like Jeff Passan because Miss Hatton's going
to
win.
No, I don't think. Come on, she has.
I think the pervs went out over.
By the way, she has to deal with. She has to deal with Griffin first.
But let me tell you something. 143 votes in
early, very early.
Very
but still,
Griff's up over 71.
Yeah,
71% to just under 29% for Miss Hatton.
It's almost insurmountable.
The foundation has been laid.
That's almost insurmountable. I mean, that will take one of the great comebacks. That will take really the pervs coming together. You know what I mean?
But no pun intended. Don's line there is going to ignite the pervs.
Which one?
A foundation's been laid. That's all they have to do.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's a good point.
Well, you didn't even hear what
I
said.
Also, how do I say
this delicately? I said the pervs will have to come together.
There's a lot just happened there in the last 30 seconds. I will say this, though, just to put it in perspective, it's only a moment for a moment, and then you move on. So it really depends on what time you catch them.
It's only a moment for a moment.
Well, you'll know I'll explain it to you off the air what I mean.
All right. Well,
no,
listen,
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Go vote, everyone. It's time to get those votes in early and often. And also time to remind you, because we're just 2 days away, that on Thursday, Donald and myself, Michael is traveling that day, so he will be on the show, but not with us physically. But Donald and myself will be live from WWE World this Thursday, April 4th, from 3 to 6:30 p.m. at the Convention Center. So come out to WWE World. Look at this beautiful flyer Jake made, too. It's really nice.
That is very nice.
Wait a second. Will you have the last boss on?
The final boss.
Whatever.
I wish.
The Winkle boss.
I wish we could.
He's not going to be on.
I wish we could get the final boss.
Why is it so hard? We're a talk show in New York.
I know.
Yeah, let's just pull the plug.
You're one of the main voices of the WWE.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say I'm clearly a secondary voice, though.
It's
I appreciate
only fitting
what
you're saying. It's only fitting that he's on.
Who could you call to get the final boss?
Lee Fitting.
You want to call Lee? I don't know if Lee's making that phone call.
And also, he ripped my brother in a promo.
He did.
So can't you drop that?
I'm going to call Nick Khan.
You want to call Nick Khan yourself?
Yeah.
And say Michael K wants
Triple H.
Michael K wants the final boss.
Well, here's what I'll say. If I had that phone call, either we get the final boss or we're pulling the plug.
Yeah.
Strong. It's kind of putting me in a tough spot, but I hear you. No, what can I do? I got to do what I got to do.
Well, nobody's saying you can't be there.
Right.
Just that I think what he's saying when he says pull the plug is that I don't go. And yes doesn't go.
Ooh, I like how Don swings it. Let's go to the phones. Matt in Long Island City. Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hey guys, this will be a quick one. I just want to defend Don here. Michael, you won't let him up from the DJ Martinez slip up, but you spent the whole offseason calling Cody Bellinger Clay Bellinger.
Yeah, it's tough.
It happened so much, it got to the point where I started saying Clay Bellinger. So you managed to make me dumber.
I have an explanation. See if you follow me. Cody Bellinger is on Earth because of Clay Bellinger. Clay Bellinger was a player. It's his father. So, yeah, I juxtaposed the two names. There is no DJ Martinez.
But there is a DJ LeMahieu already in New York who we talk about all the time.
You're taking DJ LeMahieu and turning him into DJ Martinez. I'm taking Cody Bellinger and turning him into Clay Bellinger. It's not a big jump. You're making a cross jump. You're cross-pollinating, Don. Your mistake is worse than mine.
Yeah, but I only did it once or a handful of times. You did it for an entire offseason. Thank you for having my back, Matt.
No problem. I'm just saying he won't let you out from that. Don't let him out from Clay Bellinger. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we're not known for letting anybody up here, so I get it.
Well, you know what, Matt? I like your spunk, but I don't like spunk. But the bottom line is there is a Clay Bellinger.
Okay.
There is not a DJ Martinez.
I'm not a big fan of it either, Michael. I'm with you.
Yeah. There's not a DJ Martinez.
But the idea is the logic behind why I would make that mistake.
Yeah. Think about J.D. LeMahieu.
J.D. LeMahieu. J.D. LeMahieu.
What's the logic behind me making the mistake? It's the guy's father.
But saying, no, there's logic behind both mistakes. The only difference is one person lets the other person up and you don't. That's all. All he's saying is that he's not grading the mistakes. He's just grading the way each person is being treated. One is being persecuted.
Like
the
trash
other
on this show.
Oh,
I
come on!
Friends of mine who tell me these guys never let
and
you up.
And I'm telling you, with a knuckle out, I want to punch that person right in his forehead. I despise that
one
person. Yeah, like that. Like
muffle.
That person that texts you, and I hope it's somebody that I know. I hope it's somebody that I like, so I can say into their face, "You're a punk." Person that texts you, oh, they're treating you poorly. Hey. It says the Michael K. Show, but it's a misnomer because Peter and I contribute a lot to the show, and our job isn't to bow down to that man. The person, the gutless puke that texts you, he thinks that our job is to make you look good, to polish you like some sort of a gem. I'm not going to do that. Don't do it. So this person, I really hope it's somebody. I really hope it's somebody high up. Because I want to punch up, Michael. I don't want to punch down. So I'm hoping that this is somebody that I have to climb a ladder of success to punch right between the eyes.
Listen, I don't like to tip my hand, but you'd have to get up on a ladder.
Wow. I hope it's who I think it is.
Let's go to Cheryl in Connecticut. Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I've never watched as much basketball as I have lately either, but I think it's noteworthy that Connecticut women's have played with so many injuries and have made it to the Final Four.
Oh, I agree. I mean, the story of Connecticut this year is not the usual Connecticut story. Gino Auriemma was hospitalized, had heart surgery. He lost his mom. There have been so many injuries on the team. They're a team that doesn't have much depth because of the injuries. And for them to get to the Final Four, he's one of the great coaches of all time. He just is. And I think he's done a tremendous job. And Paige Beckers has been hurt a lot of her career, so she's finally healthy. It's a great story. It's a great, sexy matchup between UConn and Iowa. It really is. Let's go to Judy in Buffalo. Judy.
Yeah. You know, I watched the press conference with Angel Reese after the game. Mm-hmm. I felt really sorry for her, for all she's gone through for this past year, because it had to be horrendous. And you know, if she hadn't been hurt in that game, I think it could very well have turned out differently. But you know, it all goes back to the fact that she was less than gracious last year when she came out on top, and so you know, you have to learn from that situation. And you know, I don't know if I should blame her coach or whatever. Because you know, they could have done right by this girl. I really first feel sorry for what she's gone through, but it was coming down the pike.
Well, it's interesting,
Judy, because last year when she beat Iowa, she did the ring,
yes,
thing to Caitlin, as if you're not getting a ring, and then you can't see me, which is a WWE thing, right, Peter?
Yeah, the you can't see me is a John Cena thing.
Right, so she, you know, she said yesterday on the podium how her life has been hell, and I feel sorry for her. Nobody should have to go through that, but she did the way she comported herself. She brought amazing attention to herself, and when you bring attention to yourself in that way, and she made a lot of money because of that too, with NILs and endorsements and stuff like that, you are going to be the target of wackos. You just are. It doesn't excuse it, but by doing what she did, she made herself the center of attention. Now she doesn't like the offshoot of that.
Well, a few things. One, and I'm not saying Angel didn't do things to garner attention, negative and positive, but didn't she do the "you can't see me" thing back at Caitlyn after Caitlyn did it?
Don't know.
Wasn't that the order, guys?
I thought that there was. If I remember in the time, there were like examples where she had done it.
It had been a Caitlyn thing first, and then Angel was she doing that thing where athletes take the thing they did to be like, oh. And then obviously it did work out. She was in a Cardi B video. Everyone knows her name. She got a million followers really quickly. A lot of good stuff. But I would also argue, you know, and not even argue, suggest to Judy the caller, you have to think about who her coach is. Is there a good chance that Kim Mulkey didn't do everything to make sure that Angel was comporting herself in the right way? Does Mulkey comport herself in the right way?
I'll tell you what.
She's a great winner.
Herself, Peter. She complained about this Washington Post.
Oh, she's a hack-a-doodle-doo for doing
right?
that.
And then she complained about it, didn't even know what it was, just knew that it was being written. Then it comes out, it was essentially a nothing burger. There was nothing that inflammatory in there. And then she's asked about it. She goes, well, I didn't read it. Well, then how'd you go nuts over it? You're going to sue the Washington Post. You didn't read it?
She brought so much attention to that article, Michael. None of us would have even known it was coming out.
Exactly.
She blew up. A whole kerfuffle about the Washington Post writing about her because she knows that they had reached out to, former players. And here's the thing. It's really damning when you think about it, because if someone reached out to me and said, hey, we're writing an article about you and just want you to know, we're talking to some current colleagues, some past colleagues, things like that. We want to, do you want to comment? I would go, oh, absolutely. I'd love to hear what my colleagues have to say about me. You know what I'm saying, Michael? Right. She almost was telling on herself by her immediate fear that obviously what people were going to say about her is not great, because she knows that there's a lot of not great stuff there. She's a great winner. There's no denying what she's been able to do as a coach. But I think when it comes to, class at all times, I don't know that she's the first person I look to.
Yeah, she's not lovable. Let's put it that way.
She's not warm and fuzzy.
No, she's not warm and fuzzy. She's hard edge.
Hey, no, and she had this. Obviously she has this the stance about not wanting to know anything about her players if they were gay. That's your life. We don't need to know about it. She's got some not so great qualities. The Mulkamaniacs.
Don, how about Samuel?
Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It is time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, and nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same day and next day appointments available. Go to samwellpain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to samwellpain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all of your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit samwellpain.com. You will wish you met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Go to the phone, see what you're thinking. Chris in the UPS truck. Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
I just wanted to say last night was the first time ever in my life that I watched a woman's basketball game, no matter what it was. My daughter was there. She's 6 years old. The second I turned it on at halftime by the time I got out of work. First thing when it turned on, she shoots water from far. And we started watching it, and that game is so physical. I don't know why we don't have that in the NBA with no pity pat fouls. These girls was playing lights out, like hard, tough basketball. My daughter asks me, what's her name that keeps shooting from the other side of the court? And I said, that's her. She says, yeah, what's her name? I said, that is her. So now she's trying to understand what her means, but I told her that is the best player. And she said, Daddy, I think I could do that. And you know what? That's how it starts, because that's how I was when I first watched the Knicks play and I watched Allen Houston. She is great for these little girls. They're seeing something that they have never seen before. And it's just a breath of fresh air to watch a game that physical, that tough. And these girls ain't whack. Kalen Clark will score 60 on my head.
Well, on your head, yes. I agree on you for sure.
You know what? That's a great story. It's a great story, and it's not just for, you know, little girls aren't going to watch. Hey. You know, boys should watch, too. It's great basketball.
But I think it's important from the standpoint, you know, I have a son and a daughter, and Marco's all into sports, and Jalen couldn't care less. But part of probably maybe the reason why, Michael, is because she doesn't see herself in the games. Like, Marco sees himself when he watches all the sports, and then when he goes out to play, he tries to emulate what he sees, because he sees himself. He sees, you know, boys, men playing. And, you know, if I have the time, hopefully, and I was at the Ranger game last night, I wonder how Jalen would react to seeing herself play, because we really don't get a chance to see that, and I can understand that. And it goes just not for sex, but also for all different cultures. I remember reading something where Hank Aaron said, I would be into hockey, but I just don't see myself in the game. Because obviously when he played, there was no players of color. So these are things that sometimes we take for granted that other people miss out on because they just don't see themselves in the game. So I'd be interested to see if Jalen would be more into sports if she saw more women playing the sports. He might be a little bit more into it.
Let's go to Ryan in Arizona. Ryan.
Hello.
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 Hey, guys. I am going to the game. I was influenced by your guys' caller the other day with the Pusick.
Yep. Right.
I'm making a big fat head with your about 30 inches, and I'll be behind the Yankees dugout.
Uh-oh.
And I'm trying to get all my friends and family, because we're all spread out throughout the stadium. And I got about maybe four people throughout the stadium going to have it. We're printing them out at Walgreens.
Oh, like look at you.
Them
so
in
30
hour.
Inches. So let's see. That's just under 3 feet high.
Yeah. It's the picture you had. I think you posted it around the 15th on, I think it was your Twitter.
Right.
So.
Oh, you know, I look forward to seeing my big head.
And spread out around the stadium.
So I got at least two other people. I think a couple of my people in my family aren't too outgoing, so I don't know if they're going to actually do it. But I'm printing them out and I'm giving them to all of my buddies. I know I'll have it. So.
You know what, Ryan? I love this, because let's make it a thing where people have to have that fat head all around the country. Every ballpark. It becomes a thing.
Yeah.
It becomes a thing around Major League Baseball.
No, it can happen because my brother has it happen, right, Peter? You see it the different wrestling where there'll be fans that put up
his fat head. Your brother's fat face has been everywhere.
So this could become a thing for baseball
for sure.
So let's
see it at the stadium on Friday on opening day. Let's see it. I don't think you people will do it. You don't have the wherewithal. You don't have the intuitiveness to do it.
I got
to
say something right now. I know I'm taking a risk that Don could just pummel me, punch me right in the forehead. But I'm going to say it, and I'm curious to see if anyone here has the guts to agree with me. There's something going on since yesterday with the way he's swigging drinks. Are you not hearing anything, Michael?
No.
No? Anyone hearing it? No one but me? Oh, I can't believe. There's something. He's swigging hard. I don't know what it is, but I'm hearing lots of swigging.
But nobody else is.
You're looking at him. So you're imagining when he takes a swig that you're hearing it. I'm not looking at
him. No, I'm not even seeing it. You know me. I'm looking at my phone. I'm looking down. I'm looking at the computer. I'm not looking at this guy.
Yeah, but you know Michael hears everything. He would complain if he heard it. Now, obviously the mics picked it up yesterday.
Yeah.
I can't deny that. But nobody. Everybody's looking. Nobody.
Peter, Anthony, can we hear it? Peter's ice?
That's legendary. By the way, it looks like Griffin's off to a big day. I mean,
And this is in the middle of a weak ban, too.
Yeah, well, you made the ban. Don and I didn't ban him. You won't be with us tomorrow, right? I might bring him right on.
Well, you know what? If you want to do stuff behind my back, that's fine.
He did nothing to deserve a ban. He just defended me.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Unfairly.
That's enough. You know what, Don? You're right. That is enough.
So you can't find the ice or what?
Yeah, that's...
They did on the Titanic in 1912. You can't find it here.
God. Too soon.
There's a lot...
There's a ticket on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. What is that?
No, that's
not... complaining about you gulping water.
It's shocking. What I did was shock... I'm not comparing Don swigging to my shaking. The shaking was a different level altogether. I cannot believe I did that on the air. It was, you know what? I've never accused myself of this. By the way, Ryan Clark looks beautiful today. I don't know what he's doing, but he looks amazing. It was professional malfeasance what I did. Professional malfeasance.
Nah, I just don't think you care. 1-800-919-37.
Not true.
76. Hey, if you're like me, you love to spend time at home. My home needed a refresh, so I chose the painting professionals at Serta Pro Painters. First, let me tell you that the estimate took no time at all. The team scheduled an initial call, a consultation, to get the details of my project, confirmed their appointment, showed up on time, and provided a detailed estimate of the work. I couldn't have been happier. The Serta Pro promise is that you never have to tell your story twice, so from the consultation to the job, the communication with the team was exceptional. Free estimates, reliable communication, professional painting, all at the right price. When you're ready to paint and take projects off of your to-do list, contact Serta Pro Painters. Why wait? From now through April 30th, Serta Pro Painters is running its spring sales event. Special offers are available at participating locations. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They're a local business that you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.